Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 375, and a smart speaker. You got one? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got a bunch of baseball games. Well, we got a bunch of them today. We have one in action. We're minutes away from another one starting. We have two that have concluded. And as it stands right now, the Toronto Blue Jays lead the Yankees 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth. If the Blue Jays win this game, the Yankees season is over. Let's see if the Yankees have the same magic that saved them yesterday. Speaking of saving their season, we had two teams that did so. The Chicago Cubs, they beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3. Okay, the Cubs stave off elimination. Milwaukee still leads the series 2-1. Earlier today, the Detroit Tigers, they beat Seattle. They force a game 5 on Friday. Detroit wins 9-3 over the Mariners. They're going to go to Seattle on Friday and see who advances to the American League Championship Series. The Yankees are hoping for the same result. And then we're minutes away from Aaron Nola and Yoshinobu Yamamoto going at it as the Los Angeles Dodgers try to sweep the Phillies, whose bats have been just quiet, especially Schwarber and Harper. So we'll keep you up to date on all the baseball as we continue on here with the show. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We've talked a lot of football and baseball. We even heard from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis is just like, yeah, I'm still a Buck. I may change my mind in a few months. Damn. What type of commitment is that? Hey, Bacha, how would you feel if you were in a relationship and you said, hey, you know, babe, how's this going? You happy here? And they go, yeah, I'm here for now, but I may change my mind in a few months. How'd you feel about that?
I would feel very uncomfortable, one. Two, sometimes, this is different for me personally, but like if the NBA comes around, like, hey, I can get you millions of dollars and a chance to win at life, I can maybe see their side, but in a personal standpoint, that's horrible. It's sad.
Yeah, I'm talking about personal. Forget that. Yeah. Think any relationship. Yeah, I like you for now, but I'm a human. I may change my mind. Yeah, thank you, Giannis, helping to encourage the Bucks. I'm sure the Bucks and their fans feel very comfortable about that. But I think everybody's come to the realization that guy might bail. That's just the reality of it. We also heard about some quarterback news earlier in the day. Joe Flacco is going to get the start for the Cincinnati Bengals. What playbook? Who needs a playbook? Bengals are like, we suck. We just need somebody to do better than Jake Browning. I don't know if Joe Flacco is going to do too much better than him, but yeah, Kevin Stefanski, he spoke earlier today, and he just talked about his own team. He's like, yeah, we don't got Joe Flacco now, and what do I need to see from Shador to be QB number two? And he's keeping coy on that one. Listen to Kevin Stefanski.
Again, I wouldn't say there's one thing you need to see. I just, in my role, I have to do what's best for our players, our team, and I'm very, very invested in our player development, our young players' development, our quarterback development. So any decision I make, I want to just make sure that I'm doing what's right for our players.
Oh, yeah, doing what's right for us. Say Shador's name. Come on now, please. Meanwhile, you got Zach Taylor. He's bringing in the old man. And he told everybody, yeah, Joe Flacco, I don't know the guy, but he's going to be our quarterback now. Why not?
You just know him. I mean, I don't know him personally. I've only met him once before he came here. But know his game as well. I mean, it's putting in some, I don't know how many times, a lot of times. And so very comfortable with his style, concepts he's been good at, things that fit us, that we do. A lot of the terminology, there's a bunch of carryover, more so than I would have anticipated. So feel like we can get him to speak quickly.
Wow. Those are two disaster teams in Ohio. Yeah, Cincinnati's like, yeah, let's bring in Joe Flacco. Next time, bring in a guy off the street. And you got the Cleveland Browns. They're not even comfortable enough to say that Shador is number two. They may throw Bailey Zappe off of the practice squad and proclaim him as QB2, given his, well, his history and his track record in the NFL. At least he started some games. And then you got Kyler Murray. Yeah, let's go to the desert. Kyler Murray is dealing with a busted up foot. I mean, he's also probably dealing with a busted up ego the way the Arizona Cardinals are playing, the way they gave that game away to the Tennessee Titans. We learned that he got a busted foot. Okay, the Arizona Cardinals are getting ready to take on the Indianapolis Colts. They may do so without Kyler Murray. Jonathan Gannon, he's over it. The guy was fined $100,000 by his own team yesterday for getting aggressive, slapping DeMarcado in the chest and the pads after he dropped the ball before crossing it over into the end zone on Sunday. Jonathan Gannon, in a mood for nobody, he was asked consistently about this injury and Kyler Murray, and he's just like, if he's healthy, he'll play. If he's healthy, he play. Listen to a miserable person.
When you look at, if he can't move as well, but he can still stay in the pocket and throw, how will that affect kind of your decision whether to play?
Yeah, if he's healthy enough to play, he'll play.
Even if he's limited in some regards?
If he's healthy enough to play, he'll play.
Hilarious. What a miserable guy. And they're a bunch of losers out there in Arizona. I love Arizona. I'm talking about the Cardinals. The Cardinals are miserable losers. And shout out to my main man, Beecham. He's getting a check, though. Shout outs to Beecham. Anyway, speaking of miserable, somehow the Eagles are 4-1. They got the New York Giants tomorrow. And apparently they're all miserable. Well, A.J. Brown is miserable. He's trying to figure out when he's getting the ball. They got the team sitting together having meetings. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, they all got together to say, what the heck is going on? And Saquon tried to explain it the best. He's like, okay, guys, we had a meeting. It's not the worst thing in the world. Get over it.
Yeah, we had a conversation, but I'm not going to speak too much on it. I feel like that conversation was meant to stay between us, but focus was all about the team, and I think it was a good thing. Yeah, I wouldn't definitely say it wasn't like a players' meeting. When you hear players' meeting, that's like all hell's breaking loose. It wasn't that at all, but also I didn't. We're teammates. We're all friends. Like, we were just having a conversation, and you know, I personally wish that wasn't out there, to be honest. But people saw us having a conversation, and they got out there. But I don't think we need to make too much of that. Our main focus is on the Giants.
If they don't beat the Giants tomorrow, then they should have another meeting. Okay, because then you know things are really in the dumps. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, I can't wait. Thursday night football. We got the Eagles and the Giants. The Eagles better whoop that ass. Here we got Alan calling us from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Alan?
Yeah, I get you from the Buffalo station. Toronto is broadcasting the game, and I got my TV turned down so you can't hear a thing. So
great. Well, thank you for being here. What's on your mind, Alan?
Another former Pittsburgh Steeler, Plaxico Burress. Plaxico was an issue for sure. You know, all the on the field and off the field too. The thing that I just snapped, November 23rd, 2008, he started the game against the Arizona Cardinals. And the very first play of the game, he had a four-yard reception, but it was called back because of a penalty. And he just left the game like that. I just snapped when I saw that, and it was his last game ever. And look at all the things that he did on the field, too, as well. He was fined for throwing a ball into the stands, and he slapped a linesman too. And look at the things that happened off the field too. 2008, he accidentally shot himself. How could he go into a nightclub with a loaded pistol? And he accidentally shot himself.
Yeah, welcome to New York.
In New York, yeah. And he
went away for that one.
Yep.
You got locked up for that. I'm surprised you didn't lead with Plaxico shot himself. That's typically what the first thing that pops up.
And he was the hero of the Super Bowl in 2008 when he caught the winning touchdown, the 17-14 for the then undefeated New England Patriots. And that's what he's most remembered for. But
yeah. Well, I think he's mostly remembered now. But he shot himself and then he helped them win the Super Bowl. Yeah, I think that's one and two. No. Yeah, we don't hear about Plaxico too much. Maybe he's sitting around doing a podcast somewhere, but he's someone who's kind of faded away just a little bit, probably for the better. Hey, Alan, thank you for calling from Toronto. Appreciate you.
He's not as bad as Antonio Brown, but he's bad enough, so he runs him a very close race anyway.
I don't know about that. I think Antonio Brown is in his own race, in his own world, in his own lane. He might be on another planet right now, so we'll see. Hey, thank you, Alan.
Great show as always. I'm a loyal listener. Thanks a lot.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk to Froggy. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, man? I just wanted to call in and thank you. You're doing the Lord's work. You're talking ball during the nighttime when all the real freaks come out to play. And I'm just fired up. I'm ready to headbutt an old woman in the mouth and just get this thing going. My 49ers are 4-1, and we have 25 injuries, the most in the NFL. And I wanted to touch on the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts. You guys are winning, and you guys are still crying like babies. You guys got to get it together. That's not what Super Bowl teams do. Jalen Hurts thinks he's Michael Jordan with his weird clothes and his Pillsbury Doughboy hat. And I think A.J. Brown needs to give Kyle Shanahan a call and make his way out to the Bay Area.
Is anybody crying on the Eagles besides A.J. Brown? Like, I don't hear anybody else whining or complaining. It seems to just be an A.J. Brown thing.
Well, that means he's not happy there, and there's some weird stuff going on with egos, like Jalen Hurts thinking that he's like, you know, the next, you know, I don't know. That guy's weird. He's dead inside. You can see it in his press conferences. He looks up a quote, and then he'll, you know, spit out quotes during the pressers, and there's something up with that guy. I don't think he's real. I think he's like some sort of like alien or robot or something.
Okay.
So we got to look into that.
Well, he might be. Well, to me, he comes across as a winner. He doesn't give you anything. I agree with that, Froggy. But I like a quarterback that just wins. I get it. He's not throwing the football. He doesn't say much or anything. But he's won, and he's not. I just gave you a top six list of a bunch of diva wide receivers. And you don't like Jalen because he doesn't speak at the press conferences?
No, there's rumors. He played football for high school ball out here in Texas, and there's rumors that he's a lot to deal with, and he could be a bit of a pain in the butt. And I think there's some stuff going on behind the scenes there in Philly that is not really public yet. but he's a, you know, there's some whispers going on about how he's a lot to deal with. That's all I got to say.
Well, thank you, Froggy, for calling from Dallas. Appreciate you. I mean, we have certainly heard, you know, over the years about him and Nick Sirianni not necessarily getting along. We've heard about him and A.J. Brown having to come to Jesus at different particular points in time. But I think from a public perspective, you know, from Alabama moving on, having Tua take his spot to the NFL, how he handled that when he lost the initial Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs. I've always looked at how he's handled himself and gone, man, for all the whining, crying, pain in the ass guys we have out here, yeah, if he's acting, good for him. I mean, maybe one day something will come out a little bit more inflammatory. But as it stands right now, I mean, there's other guys who, you know, give a little bit more vocally. You know, I mean, then we got a guy like Russell Wilson. He just, you want to talk about a phony, he's a complete phony. Everything is manufactured. And I think when it comes down to Jalen Hurts, he's shooting straight. We'll find out. If there's something, we will certainly hear about it without a shadow of a doubt. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Somebody who's not a phony, we heard from him as well today. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis was asked about the rumors that came out yesterday, or the story insinuating that the only team that he would want to go to if he were traded was the New York Knicks. Giannis spoke today, and I don't know how comfortable I'd be with this. We just heard from Botcher. Giannis is just like, yeah, I'm here for now. I'm committed to the Bucks for now, but I'm a human. I might change my mind.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to get off social media, tried to focus on my craft and the team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in a situation that I can win. And now I'm here. I believe in this team. I believe in my teammates. You know, I'm here to lead this team to wherever we can go. And it's definitely going to be hard. We're going to take it day by day, but I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter. I think I've communicated with my teammates, communicated with the people that I respect and love, that the moment that I step in on this court or in this facility and wear this jersey, the rest does not matter. I'm locked into whatever I have in front of me. Now, if in 6-7 months I change my mind, I think that's human too. You're allowed to make any decision you want, but I'm locked in. I'm locked into this team. I'm locked into these guys, to this group, and to my coaching staff and to myself.
Yeah, don't tell that to your wife. Don't tell that to your husband. If they ever ask you, hey, you committed? Yeah, for now, but I'm human. I might change my mind. Don't say that. Okay, that doesn't seem like a big deal. But that's some JR wisdom. Stay the hell away from that. Okay, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are gonna take a break. When we come back, I'm gonna give you an update on what the heck is going on between the New York Yankees and the Toronto Blue Jays. We got the Dodgers and Phillies underway as well. We're going to come back, and yeah, well, Giannis is committed to the Bucks for now. And we're going to hear about Allen Iverson. He's committed to making a life change. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot more to get into before we roll out. The JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The Yankees are looking for some parts to win. As it stands right now in the Bronx, New York, the Yankees are a little bit further into a hole. They're currently losing to the Toronto Blue Jays 4-2-1. Yankees don't turn this around. Their season is going to come to a close. They're in the seventh inning. It's two outs and two guys on base. Things could get ugly real fast here for the New York Yankees. They're running out of frames to keep their season going. Meanwhile, right now, in Los Angeles, we're in the bottom of the first. The Phillies and Dodgers, no score. There is one out. The Dodgers already threatening with a guy on third. We'll keep you up to date on both as the show continues, as the evening continues. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I want to get to your phone calls. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I want to tell you about a big change that Allen Iverson has made in his life. Let's go to Jonathan, caller from Jacksonville, Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, JR. First time caller, long time listener. Love the show, by the way.
Thank you. What's up?
So, I just want to touch real quickly on the Monday night game. The Jaguars definitely showed up, and even when we got punched in the mouth going down 14 to the Chiefs, they mm-hmm. came back and they fought with resiliency because with Liam Cohen, he is the best coach right now as far as new head coaches, because all the new head coaches either have two wins or less. And so, I mean, he's come in, he's made an impact on this team, and Trevor Lawrence has that dog in him now. He has that dog in him now to where he is a top 10 NFL QB right now. Possibly could be top 5, but he is definitely in the top 10. Who can you say who's better?
Hold on, Jonathan. What do you you don't got to call and get super hyped up about the Jacksonville Jaguars, okay?
Jonathan,
you're not talking to the national media. You're talking to me, okay? That has whatever anybody else says has zero bearing on anything that has to do with me, okay?
Okay,
look,
fair.
to have a conversation about whether or not this guy is top 10. Yeah, he's top 10. Top 10, 10 to 15, whatever the hell you want to call him. I mean, for where he was is taken, okay? He was selected number one overall. And people have expectations for Trevor Lawrence to be in an MVP conversation. You take a guy number one, you expect him to be one of the best. Now, I know he's dealt with a lot of crap playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. And so I will give him some slack on that one. But even as it stands today, I don't think he's elevated himself into a top five quarterback in the NFL. The last time I looked, I think he had, what, six touchdowns passing. He has a couple running. He has five interceptions. Do more, okay? And as the season continues on, I think it's a little too early to just go he's top five, top ten, whatever. If I'm a Jacksonville Jaguars fan like you, I'm not going to give a damn what I say, whoever the hell else you listen to in the national media says. I want to know, are they going to sustain this, not just through this season, but into next? Like, who cares if somebody says he's top 5, 10, or 15? Who cares? Are they going to win games? Are they going to the playoffs? Are they blowing a big lead? Are they going to continue to build? That's all I'd care about.
Yeah, I understand that, and I see that point of view for sure. But, like, you got to put some more respect on the guy's name. I mean, he's definitely elevated his play. And when you see a good support system is around him, he could definitely excel and be one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, regardless of what Colin Cowherd said or
there you go.
He played better than the Jaguars.
Well, so, but that's,
they did not. The Jaguars did.
Well, Jonathan, who cares? Who cares? Like, you're complaining about Colin Cowherd? I mean, his job is to be an agitator. Who cares what he says? That guy sat around and said some of the most ridiculous. I couldn't even tell you because I don't listen to the guy. Okay? But he says wild things to get a rise out of people, and don't let him get a rise out of you. If you like the Jacksonville Jaguars, watch him, root for him. Who cares if he's top 10, top 5, dead or alive? Who cares? If he wins games, he wins games. He was selected number one overall. And if he does have a good system around him, let's see if he can elevate his game. Forget top 10. Let's see if he can take this team to an AFC championship. Let's see if he can go further than what Bortles did a bunch of years ago when nobody expected it. Jonathan, enjoy the ride, and who cares what other people say, okay?
Of course. Thank you. Right. I appreciate it, JR.
You got
have
it.
A good one.
You as thank well. You. Thank you, Jonathan, for calling from Jacksonville. Yeah, sometimes I think fans worry about the wrong thing. Like, who cares? Like, they're winning. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 4-1. Who cares what Trevor Lawrence says or what somebody says? Are they going to keep winning? I mean, they're 4-1. Would anybody be surprised if we wake up and, I don't know, at the end of the season and they only got, like, 5 more wins and they go to the playoffs and lose? I don't think anybody would be shocked by that. Right now, they're leading the world in turnovers. Great. Hopefully, they figure out a way to utilize Travis Hunter in a more complete way throughout the course of the season. Great. That's to be expected. And it's just, hey, does Trevor Lawrence have a consistent system where he can turn into an MVP caliber guy? Period. And so then, what does it matter? All right, we know who the top quarterbacks are. One of them is hurt Lamar Jackson. You got another guy over here in Buffalo. He just won MVP in Josh Allen. And you got another guy in Patrick Mahomes. It's those three and everybody else. Who cares? All right, people are saying Baker Mayfield, this MVP, that. Good for him if he gets in there and cracks it. God bless him. Okay, this is another guy that people looked at and said, oh, my God, for where he was selected, are you winning an MVP? I know he had a rough go-round with the Cleveland Browns. They made a ridiculous mistake. But anytime you take a guy, number one overall, you're expecting them to help go out there and be a game changer. They're supposed to help save jobs. And so for a Trevor Lawrence or a Baker Mayfield, yeah, let them keep whooping ass. But let them win something first. 888-710-4ISN. Mark is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Well, JR, what's going on? Looks like this Yankee season is about to come to an end, man. Am I optimistic? No. Is there another error that cost the Yankees a game? Yes. I mean, I'm just getting so sick and tired of watching this, man. And, like, you want to know who the Yankees could really use right now? That Juan Soto fella, right? Because they seem to can't get big hits. This game was not on Cam Schlittler. He pitched incredible. Incredible his first two playoff starts. It's really, really good. But just, again, timely hitting. Once they brought Devin in, I looked at my wife. I said, game over. She's like, it's 2-1. So just watch. That pitch right on the money, that's a pitch that teams have been hitting them all year long. Boone just makes the most boneheaded decisions, man. And I said it with Boone. I said it with Tom Thibodeau of the Knicks. You will never win a title with that guy. And it's true. The Knicks just got rid of Tibbs. I'm excited for Mike Brown. I cannot wait for the day that Aaron Boone gets fired. It's going to be
my
wedding day.
Your wedding
day. It's going to be like my wedding day, man. I'm going to be so freaking excited once he's fired, dude.
You,
like,
would you tell that to your wife?
Listen, she's in the shower right now, man. We're about to go out to dinner, but I'm going to tell her, man, because, I mean, she was freaking out. She's like, it's 2-1. It's 2-1, babe. Like, why are you freaking out?
Okay.
You haven't watched this.
Wait,
guy.
So
I've
the Yankees.
All year, man.
You feel that the Yankees will be eliminated tonight. And after they're eliminated, you're going to go to dinner?
Well, you know what?
You're gonna drink?
You know what? Maybe, probably not. I mean, okay. I don't really drink like that. But
good.
And guess what? Even if they do get eliminated, they're probably still wouldn't fire Boone. They probably chalk it up to, you know, bad pitching. Gerrit Cole didn't pitch this year. Chalk it up to Gerrit Cole. Our bullpen was decimated.
I think it's
excuses, man.
I think we all expect Aaron Boone to have a job, next year with the Yankees. But listen. I'm glad that you don't drink, not like that. Don't let the Yankees put you into the bottle. Okay, Mark? There's still hope. The game is not over yet, okay?
Guess what, JR? I got the Giants tomorrow versus the Eagles.
All right, you may need a drink. Hey, Mark, take it easy, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right, shout-outs to Mark calling from California. A poor guy, he's going to be hitting a bottle. Speaking of hitting a bottle, hey, shout-outs to Allen Iverson. No longer hitting a bottle. I think if you lived anywhere in South Jersey and Philadelphia, you know that Allen Iverson used to ball hard, not just on a basketball court. This guy was heading out to Atlantic City. He had no problem drinking and then going out there and busting ass. Allen Iverson ain't no kid no more. Allen Iverson now is 50 years old. He just shared with CBS. He has a new memoir coming out. Allen Iverson says, I stopped drinking. Listen to this. He told this to CBS.
One of my best decisions that I ever made in my life was to stop drinking.
What was that?
6 months now.
Wow.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Better than I did when I was doing it. When you get drunk, you're not how you usually are. The more and more I see it on other people, the more and more it makes me happy about the decision. And the more and more I see how the people around me appreciate it, I love it.
That's good. Shout outs to Allen Iverson. It's not easy. It's not easy stopping a drink. It's not easy to stop any vice. You know, everything is good in moderation. Some people, they can't handle it. And so I don't care how old he is, 50 years old. Good on Allen Iverson for turning things around. It's good to hear that he's still in good shape and good spirits. Looks good. And shout outs to AI. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot of baseball that went on today. We got baseball going on now. We got Mark in California. He feels that the Yankees have already lost. Their season is over. Not quite. To get an update on the Yankees and everything going on in the world of sports, it is time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Marco Belletti.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout outs again to Allen Iverson. He hasn't had a drink in 6 months. Good, keep it that way. Anyway, you just heard from Marco Belletti, Blue Jays beating up on the Yankees 4-1. It's the seventh inning. We're in the second inning in Los Angeles. The Phillies and Dodgers are at zero. Los Angeles trying to eliminate Philadelphia and move on to the National League Championship Series. It is the end of the show. We've discussed a lot. You know what happens at the end of the show? Hey, Boncho, what happens at the end of the show?
A few things.
That what?
Take place.
In sports history, there you go.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
October 8th, 2025. That's today. October 8th, 1956, Don Larsen for the New York Yankees. He pitches the only perfect game in World Series history. The Yankees beat the Dodgers 2-0. The Dodgers still in Brooklyn at that time. This took place in game number 5. Listen to Vince Scully with the call.
Got it.
Yeah, man, and the Yankees ended up winning that series in 7 games. Of course, they won 4-3. Tonight, they just try to stay alive against Toronto. October 8th, 2006, how about this? He was on the top six for being one of the biggest divas, wide receivers. Randy Moss, a 22-yard touchdown catch, 51 seconds before halftime. And Randy Moss, his 100th touchdown it was. He becomes the 7th receiver in NFL history with 100 touchdown catches. This was in 2006. Listen to the catch from Randy Moss.
Third and goal, 5-yard line. Curry comes in motion left, Moss right. Walter throws for Moss, goes up, pulls it down. Touchdown, Raiders!
Yeah, Randy Moss, still a diva. Nice guy now, though. Nice guy. October 8th, 2015. Tampa Bay's, the Lightning's, Jason Garrison. He scores his second goal of the game. There's 2 minutes and 17 seconds left in the extra period. And the Lightning beat the Flyers in the first 3-on-3 overtime game in NHL history. Yeah, first time for everything. This was back in 2015. That's a while ago. Listen to Jason Garrison get it done.
Medvedev battling to get that puck, didn't come up with it. And now it's Garrison. Garrison with the game on his stick. Score! I like the 3-on-3. I don't like the result for the Flyers, but Garrison gets his second goal of the game, and the Lightning win it 3-2.
And speaking of scoring, October 8th, a couple of years later, 2018, Drew Brees, he threw a 62-yard touchdown pass to Tre'Quan Smith. He was a rookie at the time. And Drew Brees, he became the all-time leader in yards passing. Okay, take a listen to Drew Brees talk about the moment.
I tried to rehearse the scenario in my mind this week just so I could, you know, just so I could really focus on the game, to then have the moment with Sean and Mr. Baker from the Hall of Fame, and then my boys and my wife Brittany and my daughter Rylan. That was just, it was incredible.
Yeah, and then Tom Brady passed him 3 years later. Yeah, sorry, Drew Brees. October 8th, 2018. Oh, this is not good. There's a lot of things. This was not good for the Yankees, okay? 2018, Brock Holt. He became the first Major League Baseball player to hit for the cycle in a postseason game. He did it against the New York Yankees. The Red Sox smacked them 16-1. Yankee fans are hoping that's not the case tonight. Listen to this cycle courtesy of Red Sox Radio.
And he swings and rips one deep to right down the line toward the corner, hooking, and it's a home run. A two-run homer for the Brock Star. And he has hit for the cycle for the second time in his career. A single in the fourth, a triple in the fifth, a double in the eighth, and now a first pitch home run in the ninth, and the Red Sox lead at 16-1.
Yeah, the Red Sox ultimately beat the Yankees in that series 3-1, 3-1. Right now in the Bronx, New York, yeah, that Yankees bullpen is stinking to join up. Yeah, Yankees might be eliminated here 3-1. The Yankees now trail the Blue Jays 5-1. Yeah, Yankees going to need some of that old school magic. Where's Derek Jeter when you need him? I don't know. Where's Tino Martinez and Scott Brosius? Aaron Boone is there. Why doesn't he help?
I don't know. If he tried to swing a bat, you know, he might pull something.
Yeah, they pull his ass onto the train and out of town. Where's A-Rod? Is he in a studio somewhere?
Yeah, him and Jeter, they're talking it over.
Oh, damn. Well, anyway, today might not be a good day for the Yankees. And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. How about something that just took place? Bacha, what the hell happened? We got all these rumors about Bill Belichick. He might leave, he might quit, he might buy out. We got a statement from both Belichick and UNC. What happened?
Yeah, so they just put out a very short statement each to their social medias where, okay, Bill Belichick, quote, "I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building here," end quote.
That's from Bill Belichick. He put that on his own social media?
No, it was on the UNC. They did like a collab post. So the top part is Bill Belichick. The bottom part is the director of athletics, Bubba Cunningham. And it's not much longer.
Okay, so we heard what Belichick said. He's committed to the school. Now, what did Cunningham say?
Quote, "Coach Belichick has the full support of the Department of Athletics and University," end quote.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we got all these rumors today about how Belichick is trying to bail and he's buying out, and we got TV reports and rumors about how he's having buyout discussions, and so they're putting the flames out. This leads me to believe that, yeah, he ain't going to get fired this week. He's not leaving at this point in time. But ultimately, Bill Belichick, when the season is over, there's a good chance that Bill Belichick, he going to be gone. I think, well, I wouldn't be surprised if he left. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I think we got time for one more before we got to roll out. Let's talk to Mike in Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Man, where you been, man? I ain't talked to you since last year. You doing all right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an odd question to ask me where I'm at. I'm in the same damn spot every day.
Yeah, you.
How are you? Where have you been?
Huh? You still in ATL or what?
Yeah, but what does it have to do with me being on the air and communicating with me? Have you been drinking? Are you doing not? Are you doing the opposite?
I'm just checking on you, man. That's all, man. I'm a big JR fan, man. I'm just checking on you, man.
All right, it's just. You just asked me where I've been. I've been here. Where have you been?
Yeah. What happened was is that you swapped like the radio station that you were on here in Birmingham.
Okay.
And then I was like trying to find you, and you moved over to like, I don't know, like 105.9 or something like that. But hope all is good, man. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good. You can always I say this at the top of every show. I tell everybody where they can find me. You can find me on the Odyssey app, your local affiliate. That's the part that can change. I don't know where you live. SiriusXM, channel 375.
I told you where I live, man. I told you where I live. You know where I live. I live in Birmingham. I talked to you several times, man.
Okay, but I'm not specifically referring to you. You know, there's a lot of affiliates all over the country. I don't know where everybody lives. I can't tell everybody the station, Mike.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, don't be so defensive. So I just wanted to ask you a question. So what do you think about the hot seats in the SEC?
We could have got that a long time ago. Let's see if Billy Napier can keep his job. He might be the one guy that I think is going to get fired. We'll see.
What do you think about Sark?
So why you want to fire him? Because the line sucks? Like, why you want to get rid of him?
I'm just asking you. What's your opinion?
No, why would you fire him? You bringing in a guy and Manning, you're trying to develop him, you're going to bump the coach? No.
No, Mike, I don't think so,
it's the end of the show. We got to roll, okay?
All right, man.
Well, thank you, Mike. Sorry about that. I told him it's the end. I told him he didn't listen. He's asked me where I've been and how I've been. I've been here. Where you been? Anyway, you missed a minute of the show. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let's see who stays, goes, gets eliminated in the Major League Baseball postseason. Thank you to Pete Fuatek for joining us. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you, Botcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.